The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast on Friday, the 1st of February, 2019. On the podcast today, I have Bob Holt, chairman of Totally PLC, that's TLY ticker, and Bob provides some operational progress on the group and talks about the size of the market potential. Plus, I have two lists for you, the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours, and the top five most liked RNSs. By the way, you can see top 10 versions of these lists at voxmarkets.co.uk, and there's also plenty of content there on other companies like Condesi Energy, United Oil and Gas. There's the Morning Financial Press Roundup. Everything there on the front page at VoxMarkets. By the way, there's also a video there, but with the Rehobold Resources guys at voxmarkets.co.uk.
Are you tired of missing news about stock market companies you follow? The Vox Markets app helps investors stay ahead by making sure you never miss an important update. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Bob Holt, chairman of Totally PLC. It's TLY ticker. Bob, thanks for joining me.
Good morning.
Now, before we go, I know a bit about the company. I've done a blog on them. I've done a video, so I know about you, TLY. But for people who are not familiar with Totally, Bob, could you summarise, explain what you're all about, please, the company?
Yeah, obviously listed on AIM, and what we're trying to do is reduce the burden on the NHS by taking things out of hospital. So effectively what we try and do is operating at the lower end of what's required in accident and emergency and out of hours and GP services and provision of dermatology. So basically taking the very bottom end of the burden out of the NHS. And we bought a company called Vocare in October of 17, and that gave us the platform to actually go out there and run urgent care centres. When you walk into an accident and emergency department at lots of hospitals up and down the country, you'll be triaged by a private outsourced service, hopefully by us, because we're market leader in those services. And what that is doing is taking you out of a potential 6-hour waiting time into a quick turnaround, ideally an hour and a half. That's just one of the many services, but that's the platform we're building. It is a buy and build strategy. We bought now five businesses, and we're still looking at going, even though the AIM market is weak.
Yeah. So that Vocare was, can be potentially massively transformational for you, because your revenues have shot up, of course. But I assume when you take on a big company like that, there's a lot of assimilation to be done, a lot of work to be done, is there?
Obviously, and it's very pleasing to see now that the operational results that have come through. The good thing about working in the public sector is that your operational results are visible. So if you were to go on to the NHS website, you would see that our operational standards have all very much moved up into the green lights. When we bought Vocare, they had some in a red light and some in an amber light. They're all now green and positive and good. So that in itself just is a demonstration of what we've done. But be clear, guys, we're talking here about revenues of just short of 100 million in a sector which outsources up to 25 billion. So we're talking about massive market opportunity. And of course, you should see that we will look to continue our buy and build strategy.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so you say it's a buy and build strategy at the moment. You're still a loss maker at the moment. Do you have a sort of target for profitability in the not too distant future?
Yeah, well, the market expects us to return to profitability in this year to March 19. So clearly I can't give any forecasts, but that's, we are still working to those broker forecasts.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the concerns that I had and other people had was the balance sheet. I don't know if you want to chat about that, but it was your current liabilities. I mean, what's the issue there? Because a lot of people said, no, don't worry about it. Other people said, yeah, you've got to look at that. What is the issue there?
The only effect of our balance sheet is NHS funding. So we do not believe there's any issues whatsoever. We are long on cash. Mm-hmm. So, we've still got a significant amount of cash on our balance sheet. And, of course, we bought a big business, so swallowing that big business that's NHS and public sector driven. will affect our balance sheet, but we have no issues or concerns whatsoever.
Yeah, so as far as you're concerned, Bob, I mean, your strategy of buy and build, is it exceeding where you thought it would be, or is it just, as is at the moment?
Well, I won't be the only public company chairman who says he's incredibly disappointed with the AIM market and the junior market anyway, the bottom end of the fully listed and AIM market, because there's little or no interest. Our share price has been hammered. It's been hammered, we think, unfairly, but again, I'm not unusual in that. But in reality, mm-hmm. we still have to carry on. We came to market with the buy and build strategy. We will carry on despite our share price being almost bombed. So, I'm best known for building Mears, and I did that over 20 odd years and created a significant amount of wealth for all its stakeholders. So I will continue with this. Everything I do is long term. Mm-hmm. So assume that we have a long term vision about what we're trying to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And you said that the market potential is huge. What's your ambition here, Bob?
Well, our initial ambition was to get it to 100 million and then get some stability. We've done that. Our next ambition will be to double the size of the business and double it again. So, again, the size is less important other than the wider range of opportunities and to show and demonstrate to shareholders that we have a management team who are capable of managing for today and building for tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. Marvellous stuff. And you say that you recently won a new contract. So Vocare seems to be performing very well, doesn't it? And like you say, you've improved the standards there. Is this turnaround in Vocare happening faster than you thought, or is it taking longer than you thought?
I think it probably took longer than we'd anticipated. We knew it was a challenge, but it's probably taken a bit longer. But we're talking about huge opportunities in the NHS. So these things don't happen and won't happen overnight, but we are very, very confident that you will see some interesting and exciting news from us, as we move forward.
Yeah, well, just one more thing on that. I mean, for people not aware, I mean, there's that huge area of opportunities outside the NHS because I can't remember the name of the report, but it was suggesting that a lot of people are dealt with in A&E don't need to be, and that's very expensive, and so they're trying to outsource this. So is that a growing area still?
Massively, mm-hmm. massive growing area, and it all makes sense. I tell the story that if you and I walk into a hospital, you with a broken leg, you probably wheeled it, not walked it, and me with a splinter, I will be in and out of there within an hour or so. I will never be seen by anybody who is directly employed by the NHS. I'll be treated by an outsourced nurse or an outsourced doctor. You will have to wait with your broken leg probably in excess of the 4-hour waiting time. But when you put both waiting times together, hey presto, they're within the magical 4-hour waiting time that the health minister wants to do. So in reality, do we want A&E departments flooded with minor ailments? No, we don't. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, helping the NHS to do what it is brilliant at. The NHS is brilliant at what it's brilliant at, and it's brilliant at doing major injuries and actually sorting people out who are desperately in need. We are just helping at the bottom end to sift out those things that can be done quickly and get them moved on.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Bob, well, one final thing. If someone's listening right now, likes the sound of what you're doing, but are not yet following the story, could you give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add you to their watch list, please?
Well, they should watch us, I think. Again, the art of good investing is not to rush in, and especially in this market. So put us on your watch list, because you should do, because we're worth watching. We're worth watching for obvious reasons. We're first mover in a very big and exciting market. The NHS budgets are vast. I think they're the biggest employer in Europe. So again, anything that gets the opportunity to be outsourced from that. Because of the current malaise in the AIM market, we are cheap, but again, you should watch the price. And lastly, we have a very experienced management team. I'm the old boy at the top of it, but I'm then served by three female executives. I think we're the only public company that has a female chief executive, a female finance director, and a female clinical director. So many reasons to watch us.
Marvellous stuff. Bob, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
OK, it's time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They are, at five, Golden Saint Technologies. At four, U Group. That's Y-U dot. At three, Shield Therapeutics, STX. At 2, Red Emperor Resources, R&P. And number 1 most followed company is GCM Resources. GCM is the ticker there. All right, top 5 most liked RNSs are as follows. At 5, Anglo-African Oil and Gas, Turner Pope Investor Evening. At 4, Ncondesi Energy Project Update. At 3, Vesarian, Appointment of Nomad and Broker. At 2, Rehabol Resources, Presentation at Investor Event. Easy for me to say. And number 1, it's United Oil and Gas there. CPRs for the Crown Discovery and Waddock Cross. And some decent numbers there, because they've got 6.35 million barrels of oil grossed unrisked 2C. Basically, it comes to, I think, combined net unrisked 2C, all contingent resources from two assets of 6.45 million barrels. So this provides support to the company and estimates existing risk portfolio value close to $80 million. They've also got CPRs from Calibri, which is Jamaica, which is a biggie. And also they do mention that they're in the farm-out process of talking to a number of partners on the Crown Discovery there. So that's so to me, farm out some of that. So interesting stuff there from United Oil and Gas. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Muchos apreciado.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.